Okay, here we go. And we're going to, we chant it all the way through verse 19. Okay, there we go.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vidisham Vishnu Vashankara Bhuta Vanyata Prabhu Bhuta Vrit Bhuta Vrit Bhava Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavanaha Bhutatma Paramatma Chamuktanam Paramagatihi Avyaya Purusha Sakshi Kshetvajno Kshavadevacha Yoga Yoga Vidhaneta Pradhana Purusheshwaraha Narasimhava Pushriman Keshava Purushottamaha Sarvasharva Shivasthanur Bhutadir Vyavilambhyayaha Samprabho Bhavano Partha Prabhava Prabhurishwaraha Vayambhu Shambhuraditya Purusharaksho Mahaswanaha Anadinitanodata Vidhatadaturuttamaha Aprameyo Rishikesha Padmanabho Maraprabhu Vishwakarma Manuswashtasta Vishtasta Virodhruvaha Agrahyashashvata Krishna Logita Chakratardhanaha Prabhutastrika Kuddhama Pavitram Mangalam Param Ichana Pranada Prano Jeshta Shrestha Prajapatihi Hiranyagarbho Bhugarbho Marabho Madhusudanaha Ishvaro Vikrami Dandhi Medhavi Vikramakramaha Anuttamo Duradarsha Pritakarnya Vritiratmavan Sudesha Sharanam Charma Vishvareta Prajapataha Ahasambhatsarodhyaya pratyaya sarvatarshanaha Ajasarveshwara siddha siddhi sarvavirachyutaha Vrishabhavirameyatma sarvayoga vinirshataha Vasrvatumana satya samatma sammitasamaha Amogha kundari kaksho vrishkarma vrishakritihi Dhrutra-vahujra-vadhr-vishayo-nir-sujit-shava-amrita-shashvata-sthanur-varado-ko-mahatapaha-sarva-dasarva-vidhvanur-vishvakche-no-janardhanaha-vedo-veda-vidavyam-go-vedan-go-veda-vitkavihi Dhokatyakshasurajyakshodharmadhyakshakritakritaha Chaturatma chaturvyuhas chaturdhamskat chaturbhujaha Rajishnur bhojanam bhokta sahishnur jagadavijaha Anagovidayodeta vishvayonim punarvasuhu Upendro Bhamana Pramchudamo Hachyutirujitaha Adindra Sangraha Sarga Jatatma Niyamo Yamaha Vekyo Vaityasara Yogi Vera Ahmadabho Madhum Adindriyo Mahamayo Mahasavo Mahabalaha Mahabuddhir Mahavirya Mahashaktir Mahadyutihi Adirdesha Vapulshimana Vilyatma
Mahadyutihi. That's it. Oh, that's it. You know, here, chanting, they said, yeah?
I just have a question on 11. Mm. The first, is it Siddha, Siddhihi or Diddhihi?
Siddhihi.
Because I have a Diddhihi.
Oh, is that a typo that we fixed? Remember we found
we fixed a typo in the verse before it. Okay. In 10, but this is 11.
It should say Siddhihi. Let me find it.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
So it's Siddha Siddhihi.
Yeah. Siddha Siddhihi.
Diddhihi doesn't mean anything.
No. No, well, maybe it does. Not that I know it, though. It's definitely a typo because I'm chanting off the original.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
And that is, so many of these alliterations, you know, like using the same sound. Is that got a purpose?
These aren't swaras. It's a raga. You mean the...
like every word will start with a B for three or four words, and then every word will start with a B.
Not necessarily. there are some that are like that, like where, say if you take Om Namo Narayanaya, there'll be some that start with Om, then with Na for the Narayanaya, then with the Ya, but I don't believe that's true for this. You know what I mean?
Not quite, but it's okay.
I don't think so.
I see what you're saying. Like on 14, it's like Veda, Veda. There's a bunch of V's. Yeah.
There's a bunch of V's, and then there'll be a bunch of V's, and it's almost like a poetic, a poet would do it.
I think it's poetic, but not it's not consistent, and it's not meaningful, other than it's poetic, and it works really well, and those words are related.
For the sound.
For the sound, and also for the meaning. You know? Like the one who is Vidyaha and Vedyaha, they have similar meaning.
Oh,
you see what I mean?
Yeah, that makes it.
Like that one. Okay, so I corrected this title.
I've been noticing it over these weeks.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to our book now, or to your notes.
Remember.
171.
No.
175. 175.
Yeah.
175. Mahashakti, 175.
Yeah.
Everybody there, the 175 is the number of the name. 175 Mahashakti.
Is it a verse?
It's not a verse. You want the name.
Uh-huh.
If you see all the names are numbered.
Yes.
So you want number 175. On my book, it's page 197, but all the page numbers are different.
It's 232. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See the numbers? Got it? Okay. Repeat after me. Mahashaktihi.
Mahashaktihi.
Below. Mahati Shaktihi.
Mahati Shaktihi.
Samartyam Asyati.
Mahashaktihi. Mahashaktihi.
So, breaking the sandhi and translating, Mahati Shaktihi. See that Mahati, long E, it's because the Shakti is a feminine noun. Mahat is an adjective, so Mahati is the feminine, nominative, singular, adjectival form for Shakti. So, that Shakti, which is, the past Shakti means, he's translating the meaning of Shakti here as Samartyam. Samartyam asya iti. If I break the sandhi, Samartyam asya iti. Shakti means a power, or empower, energy. Samartyam has power, strength, capacity, ability. You say usually when you say the word Samartyam, it's from Samartha. It's an abstract, Samartyam. The one who has great capacity, Mahati Shakti would become Mahat Samartyam, right? The one who has great capacity, great power, great strength, great ability. So Mahati Shaktihi. Shaktihi means Samartyam. That's an abstract noun, Samartyam. Asya, for him. That Asya, for him, since they have no verb has in Sanskrit, he has. But he has great, limitless, infinite capacity. When you say Mahat, in terms of Ishwar, it means limitless capacity, limitless power, limitless Shakti. So, Mahati Shaktihi really means Mahat Samarajan Asya, for him. He has immense skill and power. Swamiji says, the one who has immense skill and power. Iti, thus, Mahashaktihi. Thus, that's where we get this. Mahashaktihi means this. This is what we call the Vigraha, the breakdown of the compound. Okay?
175, the transliteration, it looks like it's saying Maha Ashakti.
On 175?
See the two A's?
In my thing?
In this sheet.
Which one's next to A?
Is that supposed to be there?
Where?
On the paper.
Oh, on my thing. No, it's probably a typo. Let me just see.
It Because then it sounds like it's the Maha Asha.
No, it just that's just Maha. Because the last.
But I mean, it's on the paper.
See here. I know, but the last sheet. I know, but if you look in the book, Maha Shaktihi is the final word. That's what that is transliterating.
The word is mahan, mahat. Uh-huh. And then in the compound, it becomes maha. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing, I'm looking at 175, mine says maha in the translation. Oh, there's an extra other.
Yeah, it's just an extra A.
Oh, get rid of that. Get rid of the one that doesn't have a line on top of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Typo. Easy to correct. Control it. So type, she's saying that there's a maha, the first ah has a line over it, the second is a typo, just cross it out. So maha shaktihi, oops, let me see, mahati shaktihi samartyam asya iti maha shaktihi, the rest is okay. Good, yeah, whenever you see a typo, please let me know because I'm sure they're there. I'm an hour to try to. Are we okay with that one? Swamiji's sweet the way he talks about this. You know, some people, they might have the energy to create something, but then they're not and have the energy to pull it back. Like, for instance, if you start a fire and the fire goes wild, you've created this beautiful fire, but now you don't have the shakti to pull it back. Because it's gone out of control.
Like the magician's nephew, you know, in the Walt Disney one?
No, what is that?
You know, that where he's the magician's apprentice or something.
Sorcerer's apprentice.
So he's a sorcerer's apprentice. He's supposed to sweep or something. So then he does some spell to make the broom sweep and the buckets, but then they start multiplying.
And he can't pull it
down.
He
can't control it. Yeah. It's a big flood.
Harry Potter with the multiplier.
Yeah, I was thinking Harry Potter. Yeah, that's true. That's right.
It's Carol. In the initial thing on 175, it just says one who has immense skill and power. It just sounds generic. But then he puts two little paragraphs about drawing back.
I know.
Is he focusing just on drawing back?
He's not really. He says the one who has, he gives both. Some people can create but cannot withdraw. With reference, let's see, Mahavirya has been told with reference to creation and for destruction, Mahashakti. If we go back to Mahavirya, the one that's before, right before, the emphasis is put on. It can either one can be
so
put either
implying,
way.
It's implying it in contrast to the previous.
Yeah, if we put under the previous one, if Shankara in his commentary put more emphasis on Virya in terms of creation, he's also Mahashakti. He has, you know, infinite power. He can also pull it back. So, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. 176. Mahadjutihi.
Mahati
Jutihi.
Mahati Jutihi.
Bahya Abantara.
Bahya Abantara.
If I break the sentence, so yeah, Mahati is feminine again because Jyuti is feminine. Jyuti is feminine moment for singular. So the one who has great brilliance or luster, brightness, so great brilliance. Mahati Jutihi. Then, do you see this? There's two words. This is a dwandra. Bahya, dwandra for Sanskrit people, dwandra compound. Bahya, abhyantara. That ra in it, that a is feminine. For a compound that is adjectival to duty. So the one who has infinite brilliance or great dutihi, great brilliance, externally, bahya, and abhyantara, internally. That's the dwandra. Externally, bahya, and abhyantara, internally, both externally, outside and inside, the one who has great duty, great brilliance, great brightness, great splendor.
What trying to be said there?
Let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you can say, Mahati Duti Bahya Abhyantara Cha. We're taking that compound, so in the dwandra is breaking with Cha. The one who, inside and outside, outside and inside, for him, he has. Right? Because there's no has, so the genitive of a pronoun will make he has. Or not just a pronoun, but any genitive or a nominative like that. So, good one has great brilliance, both inside and outside, he has. Okay, he has that. Thus, iti, Maha Jyotihi. There is no greater, the whole universe is shining in consciousness. Right? Such shit. There is nothing that's not illumined. You know? The one that has the greatest greatest brilliance in the creation is the sun, Surya. Surya lights up everything, right? You know, and only because of Surya can we see, right? If Surya, when Surya is gone, you know, then everything becomes dark. But consciousness lights up even Surya. Without consciousness, even Surya, the sun itself, is not known. So the one who is, you know, and consciousness also doesn't, never becomes dark. There's no night for consciousness. Consciousness illumines the night, right? Consciousness illumines the day, it illumines the night, it illumines whatever experience is there. Right? Can you say, like, if it's dark out, then you're aware of the darkness, right? You're also aware of the light. So the one who has the greatest light is great light, infinite light. Because never not light. The light that lights up even the darkness, the light that lights up even your ajnana. It lights up your ajnana so that you can
appreciate.
You can appreciate what you don't know. Like, say if I ask Fong to use this example, like if I say, do you know Chinese? Most of us don't. So, do you know Chinese? No. I have no. Are you sure you don't know? How do you know you don't know? No, I know I don't know. I don't know Chinese. That means whatever is there, known and unknown, is something that is illumined by consciousness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you see that? No,
yeah.
I can't see it. It's dark outside. It's dark out. I can't see it. It's dark. Can you see the night? Yes, I can see the night. Can you see the darkness? Yes, I can see the darkness. I'm aware of the darkness. Means, right? So the light, the one who is Jyotihi, who is all light. Bhagavan is self effulgent being of the nature of consciousness. The consciousness is all pervasive and limitless because he is limitless jyoti, consciousness, and because he has the mahati jyoti, the great brilliance needed for this creation, he is maha jyoti.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's do another one. 177. Anirdeshya vapuhu.
Anirdeshya
vapuhu. Anirdeshya
vapuhu. Anirdeshya
Vapuhu. Idam tat iti.
Idam tat iti.
Nirdeshtum.
Nirdeshtum.
Yan na shakyate.
Yan na shakyate.
It would be yet na, if I wrote the Sandhi. Yet na shakyate.
Yet na shakyate.
Parasmai.
Parasmai.
Swasamvedyatvat.
Swasamvedyatvat.
Tat.
That
Anirdesham.
Anirdesham.
This says three words, all just with the compound, with the sandhi, not broken. Vapurasyeti.
Vapurasyeti.
Broken. Vapuhu asya iti.
Vapuhu asya iti.
Then anirdesha vapuhu.
Anirdesha vapuhu.
Okay. So, this word anirdesha means something that's really inexplicable, something that cannot be defined, something that is incomparable. You can't have any examples for it. There's nothing that can compare with it. There's no way even to define it or to conceptualize it. That's anirdesha. So how he talks about this in the Sanskrit, idam tat iti. Idam is this, tat is that. Like if I were to say, this is that. This is that means I'm able to give you a description and tell you all about it. This Bhagavan, this Vishnu is like this and this and this and this. Okay? This is this. So idamta iti nirdeshtum, to describe or to define. This is the two main aspects of two nirdeshtum, to describe. Yet that which nashakyate, that which is not able to be. Neshakyate, that which is not able to be described. Remember that the two main affects, when the verb that is related to it is in the passive, then the phrase will be defined and will be said in the passive. The tumen will be said in the passive. So you say, neshekyate is possible, is in the passive. So it would say, yet neshekyate, that which is not able to be described. You see what I mean? It takes that passive sense. So nirdeshtim, yet neshekyate, that which is not able to be described or conceptualized as this is that, you know. This is that, or this is like that, or just have some sort of definition. It's not possible. So, so now to finish it, that which cannot be described as this is that, parasmai, by another, by someone, by another person, by somebody else. That's in the to another. That which cannot be described to another. To anybody, to another person. Sam swadve sa swa samvedyatva. Swa samvedya means with a twat. With a twat it means because of being, okay? It means because, but swa samvedya means it's intelligible only to yourself. Bhagavan. It's because it can only be known as self-effulgent by Bhagavan himself. So because of only being known by himself, only being able to be known, because the Vedya, because of only being able to be known by himself, it is impossible for that to be described to another person. Because Atma, the self, consciousness, is not objectifiable to say, look, here's the consciousness that we're talking about. But Bhagavan can't do that. Here, look at this consciousness. It's not able to be objectified, even from your own standpoint as a mumukshu who's gaining knowledge. It's something that can be pointed to, but it can't be objectified. So what makes the Vedanta Pramana is that it uses what we call lakshana. It's pointing to something that is your very nature. That's why it can be known, that it can only be recognized internally as your very nature. Nobody can hold up consciousness and show it to you. And also, the Maya Upadhi is limitless. Right, Ishwara's upadhi is limitless. There's no way for you to even conceptualize an upadhi, a conditioning adjunct in the form of the whole infinite creation, because it's infinite. Your mind is incapable of that conceptualization. So he says, that which cannot be described to anybody, that which is not able to be described to anybody as this and that, because of only being self-evident, not objectifiable in that way, that anirdeshim vapuhu, that vapuhu, that form, that body, that being, that form, is anirdesha asya. So his vapu, his form, whether you're talking about consciousness or the whole Ishwara Sarupa, is anirdesha, incomparable, inexplicable, something which is indescribable. So he has that type of form, that asya, vapuhu asya iti, then that thus he is anirdesha vapuhu. Vapuhu means the body or the form of the person. What is this vapu like? Well, the vapu is something which is absolutely indescribable. You are able to know the satchiratma of Vishnu, but as a jiva, the body, mind, sense organs, cannot know his whole Ishwara Swarupa. But you get to know the Ishwara Swarupa, that's your Prarabdha Karma. Means whatever is in a limited way available to your knowledge, you know, that's available to you. But the whole infinite creation, multidimensional infinite creation, that is indescribable, right? And incomparable and beyond your ability to know.
Should we attempt to know that, or is that...
You attempt to know it as understanding that everything in your experience is Ishwara, and you can make an infinite extension. Because anything that exists within time and space that is objectifiable, even on a subtle level or a physical level, by the mere fact that it's objectifiable, it exists within time and space. And time and space itself and everything in it is Ishwara. And so every experience that you have is only Ishwara. The Atma... There's only one Atma, there's only one self, and that self is the self of Ishwara. So yourself is Ishwara's self. And your body, mind, sense organs, and the totality of your experience is only Ishwara. But from the standpoint of this jiva upadi, you can't experience that infinite extension.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't even try.
I think we should stop here.
We could spend all day doing this.
Sure.
I don't mind.
The prayers are on the back of a
abridged.
Yeah.
Very nice. Om swasti prajavya paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishah go brahmanebhya shivamastu nityam loka samasta sukhino bhavantu kale varshatu parjanyah prithivi sasya shalini desho yam shola rahitah brahmana santu nirbhayah om sarve bhavantu sukhinah sarve santu niramayah sarve bhadrani pashyantu ma kashchit dukha bhag bhavet asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam gamaya om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om